V'yavdis ahanis. But if you do say it, Nishna will help, even though you don't have to. But if you want to say it, still there's this halacha, we believe the shliach, and therefore it is considered as if you have a kiyam on this star. And therefore, the yosi bal ma'aru lo maskechinim bay. If the husband comes later and complains, we don't listen to him, because it's already considered as if we had a kiyam from the fact that we believe the shliach when he says, b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechtam. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that vohum a base. Again, the last shiloh was that the case was that Rav Chana was saying over that Rav Chana once had a case where a get was brought from one place to another place in Bovel. It was brought from Bovel there. It was brought in Bovel. So the question was, do you have to say before an anichtov or not? So he answered him back, Omale loitz richto. You should know you do not have to say before an anichtov, like we said before, because Bovel is like Eretz Yisrael. They became Lishmode, it's like Eretz Yisrael. But he added on, though, he said, you should know, the Avdis Ahanis. But if you do say before an Anichtov, it still helps. It's a tremendous Kiddush. Because even though, like in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before an Anichtov, but if the Shliach comes and does say before an Anichtov, it helps. Sumara says, Mayi Avdis Ahanis, what does it mean that it helps? The Osi Baal Ma'aru Lamashchinim Bo, Bey. It means if the husband comes later to complain, to say the get is no good, we don't listen to him. In other words, just like in Chutz Loretz, that's the takana. That when the shliach comes and says before an anichtav we had before, we believe him like too. That the husband cannot come later and complain. So the same chiddush is even in Bavel. Even though in Bavel, really, you do not have to say before an anichtav, but still, if you say it, still it helps. And the Gemara says, Kiratanya, like we learned, that what ma'isa biyodinech happened with what a person, shehevi get lefnei Reb Yishmael, that a get was brought in front of Reb Yishmael. Oh, my Lord, so they said to him, tzorach ani loyma b'fon ha'nichtav b'fon ha'nechtam, oy ein oy tzorach, do I or don't I have to? That was the shayla. The shliach asked him, do I have to say b'fon ha'nichtav or not? So, oh, my Lord, so Reb Yishmael said back to the shliach, b'ni, like my son, heichanata, from where are you? Like, let me hear, where are you coming from? I'll let you know if you have to say before an anichtav or not. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe, to send back to Rebbe, Mikfasi Soy Ani. I'm from Kfasi Soy. That's the name of a place. Is Oh, my Lord, so Rebbe Shmuel said back to him, Tzorach Ato Lema before an anichtav, before an anichtav. You do have to say it. And we'll soon say, really, really, you do not have to say it. Because this was a place that was Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and was very, very close. That according to everybody, really, you do not have to say it. But he told them to say it. You know why? Shaloi tiskat li edim, that you would not have to have edim later on. Like in case the husband comes and complains later and says the get is no good. So like this, you have to have a kiyam hashtar. You need to wait him to come and check out the shtar. But now if the shliach tells us right away, before anichtav, it helps. So you see again the same riot we just had. That even though this place was so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before Nanichtov, but still the Chiddush is, if the Shliach tells us before Nanichtov, it helps. It helps so much that later when the husband comes, we do not listen to the husband. So the case of here was, Liachah Shiyot, after this person went away from Rabbi Shmuel, Nichnas Lefon of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came into Rabbi Shmuel and Amaloi said to him, Rabbi, V'aloi Kfasi Soi Muvlas B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. You should know this city of Kfasi Soi is Muvla, is like swallowed up into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. U'kroivel Etzipori Yoysa Miyako. It's even closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko is. U'tanan, we learned, Rabbi Meir Roi Ma'akko K'Eretz Yisrael. Akko also has a lot like Eretz Yisrael, a Gittin. And the Afilu Rabbanu L'Apolik L'Ed Rav Meir Elo B'Yako. Even the Rabbanu only argue about Akko. The Merachka, it's a little bit further. It's far away from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Machlokes if Akko was considered like Eretz Yisrael or not. Avu Kfasi Soy, but this city that this person came and asked you the Shailom, the Mekarav, it's very close to Eretz Yisrael. Loi, according to everybody, since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, you should not have to say before Nanichtav. So he asked Rabbi Shmuel, how come you told the person he has to say before Nanichtav? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, Shesoik b'ni Shesoik, like, be quiet. Hail v'yotza adove b'heter. Since the thing went out b'heter, like, I didn't pass it wrong. So the Gemara says, the b'heter, Yotso, ho'iyo namish, but Samar asked the question, like, what was the question here altogether? Ho'iyo namish, but tiskak li'edim komalei. Like, what was this, what was Rabbi Loi's question altogether to Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael told the Shliach clearly, in other words, really, you do not have to say before Nechtov. Because since you're so close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. I just told you in Eitzah Toiva, good advice, that if you know how to say before Nechtov, say it already, in order that if the husband comes later and complains, we will not have to have a second Akiyam. So that's the question now. Rabbi Shmuel himself told him right away that the only reason why I'm telling you to say it is to save yourself the problem, not to have Edom later on. But not that I'm telling you, Mi'ikra Adin, you have to. So my answer is, that's more this, but there's no question then. So my answer is, that the reason why Rabbi Loi asked the question to Rabbi Shmuel, because he did not hear the ending off. The last thing that Rabbi Shmuel said, he did not hear. He only heard him say that the Shliach has to say it. But the reason why, he didn't hear it. But I call upon him, this is the proof in our Gemara's here, that even in Eretz Yisrael and above all, when you don't have to say it, if the Shliach does say before the Nechtav, it helps, that even though later when the husband comes and complains, we do not listen to the husband. Really, the Pnei Yeshua asked the question over here, because there are some shittas we share in them that hold, that when the husband comes and complains and says the get is no good, then there's a good doubt, even with the Yeraisa, if the get is good or not. And then really we have to have a kiyum that's good in the Yeraisa. So then the question is, how can we believe the Shliach? The Gemara before said the only reason why we believe the Shliach is because kiyum starts as only midi Rabbanan, and Mishumiguna kilubar Rabbanan. That's good before the husband complains. But if the husband comes to complain, how can we believe the Yedechot? That's the famous question they ask. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say, once the Gemara said that the Yedechot is Medayik, so then he's even believed midi Yeraisa also. Right. Sholach le Rav Aveisa le Rav Chizda. Rav Aveisa asked a question to Rav Chizda. Gittin aboyim mishom lekan. Gittin that I come from over there to here means from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Is ein sarach le mefona nechtem fona nechtem. You do not have to say the fona nechtem. Like we learned before, you do not have to say it because they know the halachas. So Gemara says, lema, let's say ksavam, let's say that Chizda holds, lefi shein v'kiyim lishmo, that the reason why you would have to say before Nechtav is because the people in Chutz Laaretz will not know the halacha of lishmo. Fahani, but the people living in Bavel, Gemiri, they know the halacha. Since there were a lot of yeshivas there was a lot of Torah there, they know the halacha. So Mora says, no, that's not a good answer. But Tizbra, this is a good answer. For her Rabbi, he slayed the Rava. We came out before that Rabbah that says Lashon Lishmo agrees to Rava that we also have to make sure that there'll be a kiyum on the get. That the Edom have to be around to recognize the signatures. Could be everybody agrees that you have to have it in order to be able to mekayim the shtar. So if so, why in Bavel do you not need it? Since there are people that travel back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says it means the Talmidim that go and learn in Bavel, therefore it's called Shchiyat that people travel back and forth and they will recognize the signatures. So a get that's written in Bavel, we do not have to hear before Nechtov. Because if there's any problems later, there are people that hear in Eretz Yisrael recognize the signatures of the people in Bavel since they travel back and forth. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, Man leimelon de Rabbi Veisa bar Samchu. First of all, who said Rabbi Veisa was a person to be Seimechon? Who said he's a bar Samchu like a Gavra Rabbi, you could rely on him? For Yoed, and also, I'll tell you, he did something wrong, so you can't rely on him. That's a shayla about Lashon Hara here. But alright, nice place. They wanted to prove it, then maybe you can't rely on him on the Psak Halacha. The Yoid Ho'il B'Sholach Le'er Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Veisa once sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda. He said like this, B'nei Yodam O'ilu Mishom Lekan. The people that leave Bavel to go to learn in Eretz Yisrael, Tchuri Men Kololite, people that are married, and they leave their wives in Bavel, and they go up to Eretz Yisrael to learn, Hein Kayom B'Yatzum, they Mekayim the Pasuk upon themselves that says, V'ayitnu Hayeled B'Zayna, they leave their children to come Zayna with a Zayna, V'ayyadu Mokru B'Yayin V'Yishtu, and the daughters will stand drink wine. In other words, kitzvah is not a good thing to do. That's what he wrote about them. So Rashi learns, these men used to go and learn in Eretz Yisrael, and they would stay there a long time. And they would leave their husbands, they would leave their wives back home in Bavel. Or the Taylor period of Rivia didn't have children then, they weren't with their wives, and they didn't take care of their children. So he said back, these people are doing the wrong thing, they shouldn't do such things like that. But he wrote them in a letter, this pasuk. And what did he do wrong? What he did wrong was the cost of lay b'loi shirtet. When he wrote these psukim, he wrote down these psukim without shirtet, without first scratching out lines first, without shirtet. The Yomer of Yisrael, Yisrael says like this, Shtayim Kaisim. You write two letters, two words of Anach or Chumash, you let her write it down without first making shirtet, drawing lines on the piece of paper. But Sholosh, if you go to write three words, and Kaisim, you're not allowed to write it without shirtet, without first making lines. So see, Rabbi Vesa did something wrong. The Masnisa Torah, the Brayta, we learn like this. Sholosh Kaisim, three words you're allowed to write down without shirtet, first scratching out lines. Arbo, if you write four words though, and Kaisvin, you're not allowed to write down four words of Chumash Anach without first making shirtet. So the halacha Tais speaks out is that this halacha is only if you're writing it down for like halacha to learn out from the psukim. But if somebody stam writes a friend a letter and his stam wants to talk in nice language and use the words of Nach, then you don't have to be makpid in this. Also, only if you write it in Lashon and in Ksav Ashuris. You have to write the words the way they're written in the Sefer Torah. If you write Ksav Ashuris, then you're not allowed to write down Sukkim unless you first make sure that you first scratch out on the piece of paper. So this is the Gantz. We can say it's filling mezuzahs. If you need shirtet or not, could be just one shirtet that you have to make. A top line has to be scratched out in order that from there you'll be able to follow to write one nice line after another nice line. A core problem, he did something wrong that he wrote down this pasuk without making shirtet. On this Amalei Abaye, Abaye said back, what's so bad? Otto called the lawyer the holder of Yitzchak Lav Gav Rabu. Somebody that does not know what Yitzchak said is so bad. Bishlem and Milsa the Talib is Svara, something that you have to use your own logic to understand it. Lachaya, that I can understand if it doesn't have a Svara, good logic, so it's not a good Talmud Chacham. But ho, this halacha of Yitzchak Gemara, it's not a Svara, it's a Kalacha, it's a Gemara. Well, Gemara Leshmilei, and this Gemara of Avesa did not hear, so there's nothing wrong with it. For yet another thing is, Horav Avesa, who the Ask Gemara Yodai, Rav Avesa was a great person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself agreed to him. The Pasuk says like this, V'atizna Olav Pilakshay, and then the Pasha Shoyftu, no Maise Pelegesh Begiva, that first this Pelegesh, the midwife, left the husband. Because the man was not being nice to her. So she ran away, and then the mice was, he ran after to bring her home. Now why did she run away from him? What happened was, she served him something, and there was a fly there, and she got very angry at him. And he got very angry at her. That's why she ran away. There was hair there. Skur, we'll see what it means exactly, where the hair was. Shastashma, she had hair there that bothered the husband, therefore the husband got angry at her, therefore she ran away. Was Rabbi Ashkechei Rabbi Vesa Elio? Rabbi Vesa found Elio a Novi. Omalei, my Kavan Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei, Elio said, "Ask the Pelegish Begiva." Kadosh Baruch Hu was going through the Pashri's Psukim of Pelegish Begiva. Oh, my Kama, what did he say? So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was saying like this. Omalei, Aviyosa bnei Kachuayma. Aviyosa is saying like this. And Yonisim bnei Kachuayma. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over what Aviyosa said, he must be, he's a great person, Aviyosa. Someone said back to him, Chas v'sholem, how could that be? Well, me, you could say, come, he's reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a doubt. What's Pshan the Pasuk? Omalei said back to him, that's not Akasha. The Klal always is, Eilu v'yelu divru l'kim chayim. What they're both saying, could be both are true. When there's a machlokes in Beisham and Beisilu, the Gemara always says, could be, Eilu v'yelu divru l'kim chayim. It's possible that both are true. Then what happened over here? Hein zuv matz, it's true. First she served him something and there was a fly in it. V'loi hikvid, the husband did not get that angry. But then neima matzah, then b'shas tashma, she had hair there that bothered him, v'hikvid, and that he got angry. Amar Rav Yehuda, zvuv b'kara v'neima b'yaisa mokim. He learns that zvuv means when she served him food, there was a fly in it, so he got a little bit angry. But then b'shas tashma, when they were living together, v'ais at that time used to cut off the hair there, her hair was there that bothered him. So, Zvuv Misusa, Stan, the fact there was a fly in the food, it's not nice, so that he got over. But V'neima Sakanta, that she had hair there, B'yay Samokam, that was a Sakana, so that bothered him more. Ika the Army Samtano, Idividi Bekara, both things were found in the plate of food. Zvuv Oinsa, Stan, a fly to fly in, it's annoying, it's not her fault. But V'neima Pshiusa, if she served some food that had some hair in it, that was some Pshiusa, she should have checked that out. That's why that bothered him much more, and because the man got angry at her, the Pelegesh ran away. A person should not make his family too fear of him. Shouldn't put too much fear in the family. This man, the man put too much fear upon his Pelegish here, the wife. And because of this came out those story of Pelegish Begivah, that she ran away, they went out to Binyamin, then the people of Binyamin killed her, through a lot of Tashmish, then the whole Klai started a fight, one with the other, there are a lot of revolvers, thousands of Yidden were killed because of this one Maisa. And it started out as the man had put too much fear upon his wife. Somebody puts too much fear in the house, the people fear him too much. Or come out, he'll be over these three Averis. Mash, that's what happened by Pelegish Begivah. Gili Arois, or Shvich Asdom, you cut the people who come to be killed, the Kavim by Pelegish Begivah, and the Chilu Shabbos. So he speaks out, Mash, the mice of Pelegish Begivah happened on Shabbos. So it'll come out from this also, there'll be a Chilu Shabbos. Omer Rav Abba Chona, Hodi Yamri Rabbonin. That's what Rabbonin say, that Shloisha Dvorim Sorach Odom Lom Matech Beisoy, Ere Shabbos, that the Gemara on Shabbos says that three things you're supposed to tell over to your wife. Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheikha, right before Shabbos, you're supposed to tell over your wife and ask her, Ey Saratem, did you take off Maisa from all the food? Ey Raftan, did you make an Erev Chatzeros, Rashi learns? Hedlika was a Ner, did you light the Ner, it's already for Shabbos? So Ishnos, he says over that these three things you're supposed to say, is Sorach Lememrinu B'Nichusa.